Between 1975 and 1979, as many as 2 million Cambodians were murdered, starved, or worked to death as the ultra-communist Khmer Rouge tried to build a rural utopia. Many older Cambodians are haunted by vivid memories of this time. But for the young who make up most of the population, learning this history has been hard to do. Schools, up to now, have just not taught it. A high school in the southern town of Kampong Trai is at the front of efforts to teach, for the first time, the history of the Khmer Rouge. The school is using a new textbook titled A History of Democratic Kampuchea, 1975 to 1979. History teacher Bun Chit says his students only know a little about the Khmer Rouge from their parents, many of whom suffered under the regime. Bun Chit says students have been enthusiastic about the new classes. As a boy, he was stuffed in a sack and nearly beaten to death by Khmer Rouge soldiers simply for letting the air out of a car tyre. He says it's important students learn about the Khmer Rouge era and stories like his own before it's all forgotten. The new textbook was put together by the Documentation Centre of Cambodia, a non-profit group tasked with recording the years of mass killing under the Khmer Rouge. The centre's director, Yuk Chang, says older history books simply ignored the Khmer Rouge era, with the exception of a brief mention in one book.
They learned from the 45 to 75 and then jumped to 1990. They jumped that period. And after a long public debate, they have a photograph of Pol Pot and two lines in Khmer, saying that Pol Pot is responsible for the death of 3.3 million Cambodian people. That's it.
Yuk Chang says it took 13 years from the new book's conception in 1996 to get it into schools. Distribution began late last year, and the plan is to have 1 million books in schools and 3,200 teachers trained to use it by the end of this year. He says getting the book approved was hindered by the fact that most former Khmer Rouge went unpunished and are now found at all levels of Cambodian society and politics.
In the classroom, I can assure you, at least 30% children of the former Khmer Rouge, another 70% are children of the victim. Among these 3,000 teachers, I can assure you, almost 25 to 30% were former Khmer Rouge themselves. This is a broken society. You know, it is a fragile society. So I think that you have to live for the future and commit for the future and teach for the future.
At the school, 17-year-old Ni Pagnavut says he never knew much about the Khmer Rouge. He says he was shocked to learn that when the Khmer Rouge took power, they emptied out the capital of Phnom Penh at gunpoint and sent millions of people, including the old and sick, to toil in the countryside. The story of that forced march has long been taught around the world as a brutal prelude to the Khmer Rouge's terror. Now, Cambodian students can finally learn the full story of their country.